Paul, we hear a lot of talk about your team staying in the fight. Did Nikolaj Ehlers take that a little too literally?
I set him out. First time in 22 years. No, I don't even want to. I don't know how it happened. I will tell you that Nick Ehlers is a little tougher than people might think. He's 2-0. If we give that one a draw, he's 2-0-1.
Yeah, your captain called him a sick, sick man.
Well, that was foolish, wasn't it? But God bless him. Don't do it again, ever.
On the stay in the fight theme, seemed like this was another example of doing just that. Never trailed, but obviously a real tough battle from the Ducks and the power play goal.
Yeah, I think we've had three games probably in the last 6 weeks that we were concerned about the New Jersey game coming home, the Columbus game coming home, and this one, because this was the end of, you know, coming back from Dallas was kind of at the end of this long block here. And you can feel it a bit in practice, or you know they want to work, but there was nothing sharp out there. The two goaltenders, the two best players on the ice by far. We still got some really high end offense opportunities, and so did they. The goalies were outstanding and kept it tied, because either team could have been up by a bunch in that game. Then we got a big goal at the end.
And then just wanted to ask you about the Kopp shorthanded breakaway there. They changed the definition of what constitutes a penalty shot in the NHL these days?
I would have thought there would have been one there.
No explanation?
No, I'm not yelling over the bench for those. Or most, for the most part. I don't yell at the refs too much. Hasn't worked ever.
Paul, obviously the power play strikes. Have you been happy with what you've seen in terms of the movement?
Yeah, at times. I think today was we struggled more on the power play up until the goal today than we have in the past when we haven't scored. But, you know, good at the right time. So Mark hits the crossbar, and that kind of gave us a little bit of something good would happen, and then he finds that spot in the slot, as he does. There's not very many guys in the world that can get that shot off from that spot.
What did you see from Nick Shore in his Jets debut?
It was good. It was a funny bench tonight, and I wasn't planning on worrying about the matchup a whole lot tonight, and then it became evident in the second period that I needed to be, so that kind of held that line a little bit, but he did move some pucks. He got to all the spots he was supposed to get to, so he'll get more ice time as we move along.
What's the biggest challenge for a guy like that when he's learning some tweaks and systems and getting to know new teams? And
Fighting the urge either to show what you can do, that urge to do more than not the game is asking you at the time. And then it's not an easy thing to sit the bench as long as we ask that fourth line and then come out and be good. But he's a veteran kind of in that hole. He's got a bunch of games, so he understands it.
One more on Nick Ehlers. It'll be a debate that goes on forever, a skilled player
right
in that fight. Might not need to win it to earn respect and with his teammates and all of that, but where do you stand?
We were hoping for survival. There's a no problem with the spontaneous events that happen on the ice, and you know what? I kind of made good for Nicky. Nicky is truly a little tougher than people think. He's got a pretty good uppercut, and I don't want Nick fighting. I don't want him getting hurt, but good on him for him getting to a level that he couldn't take it anymore. He wasn't very happy with his game, and there's some emotion that has to go into doing something like that. So we like that part of it. If it happens, it happens. Neither one of those two players for each team can afford to break something and be out of the lineup for a long period of time, so it's not something we encourage.
And just a detail thing, it seemed like Anaheim was really trying to stretch things out quite a lot today in your D to track back. And stay.
Yeah. Well, I think just prior to the Adam Lowry goal, that, I don't know what you want to call it, that display of transition for both teams in the neutral zone was kind of how I felt about the game tonight. There were a lot of simpler things that could have happened. They didn't, and we broke one loose for entry and, you know, made three or four real nice passes to get it in. They tried five prior to that, and so did we. It was fun. Let's not do it again. I thought I was out. Okay.
It may be a play on the whole stay in the fight thing, but Connor Hellebuck had suggested that the team gets better as the game goes on.
Yeah.
It looked to be clearly the case in the
Yeah.
What goes into being the kind of team that is consistently elevating its game the deeper you get into the game?
Versus is not letting your frustration level get off the charts when the first period isn't the way you want it, right? So that takes some experience. We've got some good veteran guys, and they know sometimes the first period looks like that, especially coming back in off our schedule. So you and then as a coach, you don't start benching guys and losing your mind just because it isn't exactly the way you want it. We always want to leave that door open for ourselves to get better in the course of the game, and we did. There was a stretch earlier in that second period where we were on them, and we were pretty darn good, came off it a bit. We were much better after the first period as we went. We're not looking at our team saying, well, why don't you just come out better in the first? We've been a good, solid, hard first-period team. There just hasn't been a lot of offense both ways. So understanding that the game is going to look a certain way, knowing what to expect, and giving yourself an opportunity to get better, just mentally just saying, all right, we weren't great, but we can get better in this game. It always leaves the door open. It's a little bit more of a positive way to approach your game, but we've done it so long now, I think that's in our room. If we aren't good in the first, that doesn't mean we can't be great in the second or third.